Welcome to Define You Radio, the place to be for real talk and real tips to help you define your personal and professional life. Class is in session with your host, the Southern Belle of Bold, Valencia Griffin Wallace. Pens and papers ready. Class is now in session.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Define You Radio, classes in session, where you get the life lessons, strategies, and more to teach you how to define life on your own terms. As you guys can tell, I'm extra excited, but let me go on with the intro. I am your host, the Southern Belle of Bold, Valencia Griffin Wallace. Make sure you are subscribed and connected to all things Define You, including Define You Movement, on Facebook, where class is in session 7 days a week. You can find out more at www.valenciagwallace.com. We are on countdown mode to the release of TTV, Through the Valley, which I'm really excited about. So to find out more about what in the world is TTV, go to bit.ly/TTV2018. And you guys will find out about my newest project, which I'm really excited. If you're connected with me on social media, you already know. But on to tonight's show, because I'm excited, guys. It is a Hot Seat Tuesday with my fabulous co-host. We have Queen LaVon on, and Queen Shannon will be joining us shortly. So, Queen LaVon, why don't you go ahead and say hello to the audience before we get into tonight's messy but life lesson field show.
Hello, guys. This is LaVon.
Yay. So, and you guys know, I know you guys enjoy the hot seat. I think we started what, like a month ago, give or take? Where it's just like real talk, three queens and a mic style, talking real stuff that, you know, applies to not only women, but men. And if you caught the last hot seat, y'all know, we talked relationship. That was
yes.
A hard one. And, I mean, the response from that show was crazy. People had questions and everything else. What kind of response did you get from the last show?
Oh, wow. I had more people asking when we were going to do it again, because they didn't get to ask their question, wanting to know how did we come up with the topic, or giving me their opinion. Oh, but you forgot about this, you know. And so I had a lot of those. Don't forget, next time, talk about this right here also, because what happens when this happened or when that happened. So I just had people excited to hear, I guess, something real that they could really relate to being spoken.
It's like real talk, you know, a lot of conversations that I found that we are able to have, people are either embarrassed to talk about with their girlfriends or guy friends or whatever. These are, you know, I really don't want them to know what I'm thinking. And we're all grown, and like, this is like real life. So
yes.
It's very, very
yes.
Interesting. And I definitely encourage the listeners to connect with Define You Radio, connect with me, connect with LaVon, connect with Shannon. If you have suggestions for hot seat topics, if you have
yes.
questions that maybe, you know, because we might need to do a relationship part 3, 4, 5, I don't know. So many angles. So in case you
it
guys
is.
Haven't figured out, yeah, we're talking about relationships again. This is part 2. So we're hitting some interesting angles tonight. And for my international listeners, I will kind of break this down. But there's a saying, why buy the cow if the milk is free? Now, basically, it means giving someone all the benefits of marriage, you know, and them without the commitment, without the ring, without the paperwork and everything. So for my international listeners, hopefully that breaks it down good. So I'm going to go ahead and let Ms. LaVon kind of lead off. I'm going to drop the mic in your lap for a second. So let's talk. Well, why buy the cow if the milk is free?
I think this is, and I've always wondered, and this will probably be one of our angles for tonight, you know, how does it differ from race to race? Because I can just say in our community, it's something that you see often. You know, you've seen that aunt and uncle that's been together 20 years, 30 years, and 40 years, but you always wonder why they don't have the same last name. They're not married. You know, what is it that keeps us from that commitment, from saying, and why would a man want to put a ring on it if they've gotten everything? You know, it's like, why buy the table when you've given them the table, the meal, you know, the chairs, and you're going to clean up after them?
You know, I'm so glad I let you lead off, because that is a very interesting, very interesting thing. So I'm going in my head in this, you know, the arsenal of people that I know who's married, who's not, who's been shacking, you know.
Shacking.
And, you know, shacking, you know, that's that old school. And I really wonder if it's a cultural thing, honestly. So if you survey mentally, think about people that you know in your diverse group, because I know that your life is pretty diverse like mine. What do you think? Do you see it more as a Black culture thing, or what? And yes, I use the term Black. Okay, I'm not using African American because I'm Black
and I can
say Black all day. That's a whole other show.
Thank you.
You
I know that's,
wait,
what
did
I'm
you
that's another
anger?
Topic. Yeah.
Wait, did you hear the anger?
Yes.
There was
can we just leave it right there?
Yes.
Just put it right there. But if I just, you know, just add up, you know, trying to do a quick mental tally. And I do, and I can say I have a family, you know, my family unit is very diverse. But I'm thinking about, you know, even with coworkers and friends and family, I see it as a predominantly Black thing. Because I know it seems like I'm thinking about, you know, my friends that I know that are Hispanic, you know, of Hispanic descent, you know, they meet someone, they court, and within a year they're engaged in getting married and having a family.
Sure.
You know, it's just like if I go through, I mean, and I have a very diverse group, you know, from Russian, Ukrainian, you know, Indian and Asian, but everyone that I know, they have relationships, they court, they go through a period of courtship, and it's very rare that you see people go past 2 years of courting without getting married. But when I look at, you know, my personal family and my friends that are Black, even myself, courtship lasted 8 years.
We definitely got.
I know courtships
that
have lasted almost 30 years.
I have so many questions and comments, and Queen Shannon has joined us, so I have to bring her on to say hey to the audience, Queen Shannon. You are.
Hey, audience. Hey, y'all. Sorry I'm late, but you know I couldn't miss this or anything. So where we at in this? Where we at? Let's get questions.
is
you ready?
She ready for that. She is ready. So LaVon brought up a very interesting point. When we look at marriage culturally versus, you know, as I say, shacking, when you look at the diverse group of people, you know, do you think it's basically a Black thing that I'm okay with shacking? Basically, I'm summing it up, you know, versus getting married.
I'm going to say I absolutely do believe that it is a cultural thing. I did hear part of LaVon speak about it, especially like in the Hispanic community. I use them because, you know, I have some of that in my family. They're huge on starting and building family. They're huge on maintaining family and being around family and, you know, all the things that should really matter. And now I'm probably going to go a little far here, but this is my studies and my research and paying attention and things of that nature. I think it is a big issue in the African-American community because of the way a lot of things have been set in place for them. I mean, now, if we just think about it for a moment, to some degree, and just go with me here, this, I'm going for a stretch, and, you know, like I said, I'm not, everything I'm going to say is not something I personally believe in, but it is things that I've paid attention to, that I've studied and watched a while. But one of the things is that the black family, honestly, is not, I want to say, pretty much taught or shown or even praised for being disoriented or being torn apart. I mean, you have women that have children, some of them have children, and they're fine with having children. They want the man, but yet, in order to get the help that they think they need to get from the government, you can't have that man live with you. Or you can't have this, you can't get married, because if you do, then that's not what we're going to help you with. Now, in the black community, for whatever reason, that seems to really matter to them. That seems to really matter. Well, no, and I mean, honestly, I had aunts even tell me, not even what the community helped them with, but I had aunts say, oh, no, I can't get married and take somebody else's last name, because if I do, that's going to stop my Social Security. That's going to stop this. So there are a lot of things that are imputed in the black community that says, if you get married, if you do this, then this is how we'll stop this on this end, or this is what's going to happen on this end. And really, honestly, it's a really bad, in my opinion, it's a really bad misunderstanding, and even a mindset to say that I will withhold the family, I will withhold myself from family values for money. I will withhold myself from family values for food stamps. I will withhold myself from family values for things that at the end of the day will never really matter anyway. I think it's really a really big issue in the African American community. Absolutely.
So Shannon just got on here and dropped the mic. Yes, that's what I was gonna say. And you all tell me, maybe this is too far of a stretch, but would you say that if we take it even further back from days of slavery, and where after slavery you're trying to rebuild families, could we have some residual mindset that I'm owed something by the government?
Absolutely.
Oh,
And if I can go even further with that, even from slavery, even from there started a small little sense of, honestly, and I'm just y'all know me, I'm just be blunt with it. Black women really have a hard problem respecting the black man. I don't understand it. I don't know why, but they do. They do. And it could be from slavery, having to watch the men be raped and having the women be raped and the men could do nothing about it. It could have been from that. But honestly, I think some of it is just that we run the world stuff. And while every other culture understands, yeah, we might, but we know how to sit back and feel, let the man do what they do while we're running the show for real, the black woman has a hard time just being still and do what you do. You make your move, and you don't have to talk about it. We talked about this last time. Just be silent sometimes. You know what's really happening. You know, I watched my mother do it for years. You know, she'll make a suggestion, and she'll slide on back with it. And wait a week or so, and my daddy come back. You know, I think it's a good idea. She said, baby, that's a real good idea. Meanwhile, she's the one that gave him the idea the whole time. But today, that's not what we do today. That's not what's happening today. We want to give you the idea when you come back. Well, I told you that.
And want our name signed next to the dotted line, saying that I gave that idea.
I'm not going to mess with y'all tonight. In the first, 15 minutes of the show, we ain't got like the next 3-4 shows out, definitely. Back to the cow and the milk. Because I'm like, It is really deep, and I could definitely see where, you know, we do have other things to talk about on the hot seat in regards to that, because there are some cultural aspects of it. There are, you know, the government aspect is one thing. there is the, you know, the media's depiction of the black woman, which is a whole other show. You know, we've been told forever that we have to be the strong woman, that a lot of times we don't know how we could still be the strong woman and be a wife. You know, I think a lot of times.
And be silent.
I'm working on it, okay? I don't know why. Y'all beating the dead horse, okay? Y'all are beating. The horse is laid out, mane, leg, wrapped. So that means no more 3 a.m. hollering about I need a grilled cheese. You know, I...
No. No, ma'am. We can't do that.
We're going to work on that. So... I know several people that have, you know, I know several people that have dated and not married, and I don't know if common law is still a thing, because it used to make sense. Okay, well, we've been together 7 years, so legally, you know, we're common law. I don't know if common law still exists, if that's still a thing or not.
It is. Does. Yes.
What are your feelings on that? Like, I'm gonna wait my 7 years. Like, 7 is a lucky number. After 7 years, yes, we's married now.
But I mean, that is still it can still be legally binding. You know, if you all are living and residing in the same, you know, residence, and you're both paying bills, you can prove that you're both paying bills. You know, the law can recognize that. Okay, after 3 years, you know, Fulio can decide he wants to split. I mean, you actually can take them to court as a common law husband or wife. You know, you can actually sue for palimony.
I mean, you would have to search
your state.
Palimony.
Yeah, search your state law, but
I
yes,
have
ma'am.
Some pal. But okay,
yes,
I'm legally married, so y'all understand there's legal marriage. But I know when number one, let me get this out the way, okay? And I know this is a whole other show and probably controversial. I do wish that I could legally do an arranged marriage for my son. I'm going to leave that right there. Okay?
I totally agree with you.
Yes.
Son and daughter.
Shannon, what are your thoughts? Arranged marriage?
No, I'm not with that. it's a no for me. I'll say this. In the cultures that it worked for, more power to them. But see, I think for me, I'm a person that enjoys my freedom, enjoys being able to choose and to make the right choices that I feel are for me, whether they're right or wrong. If I mess up, that's on me still. Arranged marriage, I just can't see somebody trying to arrange marriage for me. Like, I can't see that happening. I can't. Mm-mm.
Interesting. We'll have to discuss that further. Men who won't marry you, so... You're giving the milk. You're giving him all the wife benefits, basically. Y'all shacking, and to me the word shacking is very powerful. So I like using the word shacking. Y'all are shacking, and 1 year passed, 2 years passed, 3 years passed, and he won't commit like that to you. What are y'all thoughts on that?
Okay, so, see, I think on a whole totally different thing about all of that, because I don't even agree with, first of all, I'd like to know where the word term shacking starts. Like, who came up with that word, where did it come from? Like,
I think it's a Southern thing.
Is it?
Is it what thing?
Y'all shacking.
I think it's a Southern thing.
You know, you grow up and you people, like, you know, you're supposed to shacking. And especially growing up in the church, you're like, well, where in the Bible does it say that? Somebody, please, I can't find that word. Oh, the word is not there. Well, where did y'all get the word from? Well, that's the first thing for me. The word is, I don't get it. I have questions on that word to start.
Okay.
But now for me, I've done the shacking. I've done that. I won't say that I gave all the milk and everything else. I guess I gave enough of it. But for me and my understanding of how I break things down, see, I don't see it as I'm trying not to go too deep, y'all. But the way I see marriage in itself, for me, marriage is not just a ring before a priest, before paperwork, down in some book. See, if I'm going to go off of what marriage was originally, how it went, especially, you know, you're going to go biblical, even not even biblical, just going culturally, before there were these huge ceremonies of rings and stuff here in America and all the other things going on, it was consummation that made a marriage. When you do the research on the Hebrews, when they would go in, they would pick their woman, whatever, how they did it, they would set up a tent, a couple of women go in and make the tent smell good, do whatever they need to do, and they would go in, they'd have sex. If he came out and the sheet was blood, had blood on it, he was pleased with her, he kept her. If there was no blood, that to them signified she'd been touched already and he didn't want her. So for me,
what?
I would set all this to say, yes.
So I have so many questions.
So for me, sex in itself is a marriage, which is why so many people, when you start having sex with people, it's hard to release, it's hard to let go, it's hard to do all of this, because it's that's where the soul tie comes in, that's where it says they're no longer twain but one, because now that sex has caused those souls to tie together. So whether you got paperwork or not, to me, you already married. But that's just my personal belief and opinion of it. So I can't go kick with the shacking piece just because it's not on paper. Some states, honestly, and like we just talked about condom law, some states don't even require you to do that. Some states, if you tell them we married, they honor that. Whether you went down and got rings, paperwork, they'll honor it. But now when you want to get separated, you have to go get an actual divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to me, it's just, it's not shacking. It's not giving away the milk in those situations. If you're actually married, you just don't know it. That's how I see it.
For those of you that are not sure what Shannon may have said, are you kind of concerned? In other words, she's saying you might have about four or five husbands.
I'm
just saying.
Pretty much.
May I add this, okay? I'm going to add this part. My shacking has always led to marriage. this is real talk, hot seat style. With the exception of one guy, we somewhat shacked. And this is what's funny. He wanted to marry me. And I was like, I don't even like your children. I was honest. Ask me, and I was just being honest. So I knew for various reasons this shacking was not going to turn into a marriage because I honestly, you know, I had feelings for him or whatever, but I honestly could not stand his children, you know, so I said no. Just in that order. So I just had to put that disclaimer or whatever out there. So that's unusual because you think I wasn't that little girl, but I'm sure a lot of little girls, they say, maybe not little girls these days, grow up planning their wedding and want to be married and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't that kid. I wasn't that kid, but now you're finding more women that are saying, no, thank you. That's no,
yes.
We could shack. We don't even have to shack. We could be neighbors. I want to do me. And LaVon, I know you have 5 cents to
mm-hmm.
add onto that.
Well,
listening.
I wasn't gonna say I have shacked with one person, and I did. It did lead to marriage, so I can say it worked for in my favor. But like and like Valencia said, the person that I was with, which is now my husband, you know, we were together 8 years before we actually got married, and we had, you know, been living together, you know, had utilities and had kids, and I mean we had everything, you know, like a marriage would, you would think a marriage would be, but even when we got to the point that it happened where my son, we were teaching them, you know, I was like, what's your mama's name, what's your daddy's name, you know, teaching them, you know, what's your sister's name, and the last thing I asked him was like, well, what's mommy's name, and he said LaVon Copeland. And I was like, no, mommy's name's not Copeland. Her last name, Thomas. And having to explain to him, you know, why my name was different. And you, and I think that my husband was like, okay, we, it's, you know, it's time. We have to do this. But I had this checklist in my head of things that I needed to accomplish before I got married. And I was like, well, can you wait? Let me finish school first, because I wanted to get a degree. I got one degree, then I was like, oh, wait, I want to get this. I want to do this. So, and it finally got to like, okay, this is, we're getting married this year. You know, that's it. So you see different angles, because you do see where some people, you know, ladies, I just didn't grow up thinking, I want to have a marriage, a big wedding, and, you know, all of this. I was like, oh, I'm going to be a career woman, and I want to, you know, go to college, and I want to get this degree, and I want to work in this company. You know, I had my mindset, I'm going to be a lawyer, and I'm going to do this. And so I felt like the thought of getting married was going to keep me from doing what I needed to do, because my ideology of marriage was, once you get married, you know, you're going to be a wife, and you're going to have to take care of kids, and your identity is gone.
Proverbs 31, woman.
Wow.
I have questions.
Yeah.
how did your husband feel about that? Like, how did he feel about that?
He didn't understand it, you know, at first. But I think I'm kind of, you know, headstrong about, I'm doing this, you know, you can't make me. But, you know, we had a family, and I think probably that may have made the difference, having kids. You know, if we hadn't have had kids, he may have been like, okay, well, peace out. But I think having the kids and being a family man, you know, that was his, he felt like that, well, I have to provide. And so he did afford me the luxury of being able to go, because I would have to say I was lucky, because he saw that desire that I needed that. I needed it. And I tell people now, you know, I went back to get my master's degree, not to get a promotion or not to anything. It was for me. And so I would say I was the lucky one. I was lucky.
8 years?
Yep,
that's
8 years.
So, okay, so I have questions. When he asked you, or when y'all, you know, decided, okay, well, I guess when he asked you, hey, will you marry me, like, what did you say? Like, not right now? Like,
well, we were talking about, well,
realized,
I think,
like,
we should get
go ahead.
He was like, you know, we should go on and get married, you know, because I guess maybe a part of him felt bad, because he's like, you know, our kids are asking why I have been giving you our last name. Why is mama's last name different from ours? So I guess maybe even a part of him felt bad, and it wasn't a thought of not wanting to get married. We just was so focused at that time on providing, you know, for our kids and getting a stable life and, you know, family, that we just hadn't gotten to that point. But then when he was like, okay, I guess he got that reminder. And when he said, I was like, you know, yeah, let me think about it. And then it was like, you know, well, I really want to go back to school first, because, you know, and I gave him the spiel, you know, I promised my mother I would go back to school and I would, you know, get my degree and I'll be the first, you know, so I gave him this, you know, long spiel. And after the first degree, it was like, this, you know, the same, well, I really want to do this because it's going to afford us this. And I can say, Shannon alluded to it earlier, I also used the, you know, because at that time I was able to get my financial aid. Because,
yeah,
we, you know, we weren't married, and so they didn't count his
break.
Income. Yeah.
Right. You get
so
more tax
I thought,
as a single woman, let's just be honest. I've
those
tax refunds.
Yeah.
Hashtag
so,
disclaimer,
I mean,
but true.
But, I mean, I that's why I can relate to what Shannon said in the beginning. I did know that there was a lot of things that was afforded to me. I mean, I was able to get my degree, you know, my first two degrees on the state, you know, on the government, because I was able to get financial aid and, you know, loans and grants and stuff. I mean, I didn't come out with any debt. So I used that excuse.
No, but you're 100% correct. And this is what's messed up. Number one, I am pro-marriage. Because
I am,
you know,
I am for marriage
because I am married. Now, if I wasn't married, it might my opinion may be different. But right now, I am pro marriage. This is till death, with a TH, do us part on this one. With my son being in school, because I am married, and this is what's messed up. I'm married. My husband's not my son's dad. However, when it comes to that financial aid, my husband's income has to be included. So there,
it does.
My son can get, you know, he, which to me, I don't think it's fair, honestly, because, you know, we're married. I mean, you know, like,
yeah,
we're married, but my husband is not my, you know, son's father. So if we just base it on me, it's a lot of stuff that he
can,
you know, which I, like I said, I think it's ridiculous. And honestly, like me being like I'm not going to say 150, me being 99%, I would have waited until my son finished school before I got married because of that.
Because you would
have. They need to have
because of the debt. I agree.
Yeah.
I understand.
They need to put all that, like, when you get ready to get married, you know, like, okay, be aware of X, Y, and Z, because you don't think about the quote-unquote step-parent factor.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But once you're married,
or,
it counts
like
as one.
Give me more money. You know, give me, you know, I have questions. Shannon, have you been married before? I don't know if we've ever discussed that.
No, ma'am, I have not.
Interesting. I'm really considering arranged marriage here. Okay. Even though I'm not your parent, like I'm willing to create a GoFundMe or one of those petition pages where friends can arrange a good marriage. I'm just saying, I'm going to throw that out there. So, okay, so, but I'm sure as beautiful, talented, and awesome as you are, people have been trying to wife you.
Yes, they have.
And obviously you've said no or something. So, like, how was your no and why was your no?
Let's see. My first no, for me,
Shannon leaving a string of heartbroken.
I know, the first no.
No. It was actually just two. It was just two. The first one, I mean, I'm a very strategical, analytical, like I love things in order. And, I mean, honestly, for me at that point, the man that I was with, I loved him and all of that, and I thought at one point I wanted to marry him. But what happened was we actually sat down with my parents and we talked about it. And for me at that time, I said I was ready. His thing was, I got some stuff with the IRS. I want to clear it up before, you know, I don't want to bring you into it. Me being the person I am, and that's just who I am, I'm like, listen, if both of us jump on it together, you can get it cleared quicker. We can move on. No, give me 2 months. So, again, me being who I am, I gave him 2 months. Don't give me a time frame if you not if you can't uphold it. And when the
60 days, let's talk.
I mean, I'm just being real. 2 months came around. He didn't say anything. He didn't mention anything. He kept moving like everything was just grand. Well, and it's like, oh, okay. So then we broke up a little while. He came back to get around again a couple months later, and he's, you know, he wants to get it again. And at this point, I'm like, no. Because I can't trust. And see, at the point, I was heavy with overthinking, really heavy with it. And I'm like, no, I can't trust you to keep your word. If you can't tell me 2 months and then at least come back after 2 months and tell me this is what's the hiccup right now, if I can't trust you to do that, how can I trust you to take care of me or help me out when I need you? That's who I was. I was in early 20s. I was early 20s. So that was the first move. So, and the second one actually wasn't a no. It was my son's father who actually passed. So it wasn't necessarily a no, as it was more of a just wasn't meant to be kind of thing.
Channing, you brought up something interesting in saying, you know, when he talked about getting married, you know, with your parents, that he had a reason. And what do y'all think are some of the common excuses women hear as to why a commitment, you know, why there's no ring on the finger?
Oh, that's a good
question. Is it finances? You know, that was financial. Is it finances one of the reasons?
Absolutely. I think finances is one of the bigger reasons. Absolutely. And especially, I'll say this year especially, because honestly, women are really bossing up. You know, women are most of the entrepreneurs that are coming out now are women. And I think for men financially, they have to, although, you know, I'm one of those women where I don't care. I'm not competing with you. I mean, let's Bonnie and Clyde some stuff together. That's the way I
feel. Yes.
But everybody doesn't see that. And for a man, it's harder for him to see that. His thing is, I need to come correct. I need to come, you know, making sure my finances are in order. I need, you know, she's doing this. I can't be seen less than doing that. So I do think finances are definitely, definitely a major issue. I think some of them too, whether men admit it or not, there are a lot of scarred men, scarred from previous relationships. From I made a post the other day, scarred from
mamas
with their mamas. Exactly.
Yes,
and
I've been listening to those.
There's scarred.
That's powerful.
Absolutely.
It's powerful.
Okay, I caught bits and pieces of that last part because I heard you say something about mamas. What you said, something about mama's boys?
Well, they may not be mama's boys, so to speak, but they have issues with their mama.
Right.
Just certain things that their mother may have done to them that they wouldn't say. In normal cases, a mother should not have probably done, but it did do that to them, so now they don't trust women. They don't respect women. They don't, you know, they think every woman's going to throw them out or do whatever their mother did to them. So, you know, those are kind of things, there's hiccups with them with that as well.
Understood. I think that in today's age, you know, like you said, women are bossing up. I think women these days are, you know, you look at the majority of the women around you, it seems like everybody is a businesswoman. Everybody's, you know, bossing up. Everybody's taking over the world. You see more posts like that than, hey, I'm happily taking over the world, so to speak, and I'm married. Because people ask my husband, which I think is funny, but I can understand how people ask him that. You know, a lot of people say, Valencia, I would love to meet your husband. I'd love to talk to him. Like, what man, you know, can tame this wild lioness, so to speak? And I didn't understand why people asked that until I really took time to think about it. And I'd sum it up like this. I am very much a strong woman and independent woman. Of course, I was, you know, did my time, Lord have mercy, as a single mother. So I know all those things. I'm still doing time, Lord. But with my husband, I could still be that same strong woman I am, and I learned how to be a wife. So I could be all empowerment, high heels, strong women, everything else, and I'm still that, but I'm a wife. And so his needs, and this, I've never done this before, I promise you. I talk about my exes, y'all, but I kind of sort of feel sorry for them, but not really, because I learned how to be a wife in the process of being a wife, or before being a wife, so to speak, being with my husband, to where I could still be a strong woman, but this is my husband. So where I could be a strong woman and still be a wife, if that makes sense. So even though, you know, he knows when I'm traveling, I talk to him about the things I'm doing. And it's because he respects and trusts me, which I think is why people don't have a hard time getting married. Because we're, you know, and I've been that woman to look at a guy's phone, and I've had my phone looked at. And, you know, you look for stuff, you how they say it, if you go looking for it, you'll find it. If you were dating me and you looked at my phone, you found it. You found it. I apologize in advance. I'm not advanced. I apologize for I apologize to the guy that I said I was going to marry you and got the ring and didn't marry you, but I kept the ring. But I was, like, young, so that doesn't count. That's a whole other show. but, you know, like, but I didn't know, and if you just look at social media, you don't see too many women that are happily married, enjoying being a wife and a mom and married, and still out here traveling and enjoying that aspect of life. You really don't see that. So you think it don't exist, and it does.
It's impossible. You think it's impossible.
Right.
That's true.
You know? That's like, and I'm like, my husband, now it was hard, because mentally I didn't see it, so I didn't know that it existed, so to speak. I saw a lot of unhappy marriages. I've seen a lot of unhappy shacking, you know. So at the point in time I met my husband, I was like, we just gonna date. You know, so it was very interesting. But what made me say I don't, you know, say yes? So what made me know? Because I really knew I didn't want to live the rest of my life without him. Living with him, whole other thing. I feel sorry for my husband sometimes. Like when I have my 2:30 in the morning, I need cereal fit. Him and my son get it. Whoever answer, it's not my fault. Jesus. I'm a woman. I have hormones. But I couldn't see living without him. And that's what made me say, you know, let's do it. But just know, my calm is next to my crazy. That's a whole other show. LaVon, Shannon, continue.
I totally understand. I understand what you're saying. I mean, I feel this way because a lot of times most of us women, especially when you're single moms, we're strong, honestly, because we have to be. We don't always want to be. Honestly, I want to just some days just crawl up and just cry and just let somebody else deal with it. I do, but I know I cannot, so I have to forge through it. And to me, the thing is, and yes, I'm pro-married, although I'm not married, never been married, but yes, I'm all for marriage. I see it as I want to be able to be
strong. It to me, it's fine to say you have to be mm-hmm. strong, you be the strong woman. That's what y'all see. But I want to be soft. I want to be, you know, when he come around, I can come on down. I know how to bring myself back in and let him carry that. Let him be the strong. I don't have to do that because now I have help. Now, you know, when he needs me to be strong, I got him. When I need him to be strong, he got me. I don't have to be strong all the time by myself. And, you know, for me, that's an important aspect.
Love it.
Well, but look, I know, because I feel that I'm enjoying that. I'm in that space, and it is good. And I think Felicity and I, that's something we share. You know, you can be that strong, outspoken, powerful woman, but if I need to just sit beside him and get up, you know, in his chest and just lay there and pout, I can do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I know when he'll be like, come on, babe, you know, it's time for you to do your video. It's time to do this. Let's go. You know, so I do love that. But Lindsay, I was going to add something that you said, and we talk about, you know, women you don't see on Facebook, the strong, powerful women. You don't see those that are promoting marriage or happily married. And you even say you see those that are unhappy shacking also. Do you think with the way our population is set up, you know, there are more women than it is men, that some women are just settling for shacking? That's why they're just giving away the milk, you know, and not requiring the man to purchase?
Yep.
Because the shortage?
Yep, I see it. I definitely I see that because I pay attention to a lot. And if you really pay attention to social media, you see a bazillion posts of people on dates or, you know, their boo or baby daddy or whatever else. And then, you know, a couple of months, a year pass by, that person no longer, like they just got wiped off the face of the earth. And, you know, like I've seen it happen. And it's because we want that look of happily married. While in all honesty, I'm checking your phone on the slick. I'm all in your Facebook inbox and everything else, you know, because I've seen it. I've seen people post who I'm friends with on social media and off. I ain't saying names, so y'all safe. But I've seen people post pictures. Oh, I think I'm in love. Wait, who is this dude? What is his middle name? I have questions. And I don't have to say anything. A couple of months later, men are dogs. Oh, are you visiting? You know, like, a couple of months later, do y'all believe in love at first sight? Couple of months. It's kind of like those people that post turning up Saturday and then scripture on Sunday. Like, you know what? You know, like, take time out to, you know, like, I would say just, stop visiting.
I told you.
Get rid of your
checklist. They meet them on what?
Honestly, girl, pizza.
They meet them on Friday. They go out on Friday. On Saturday, he bae. On Sunday, he your hubby.
Wow.
All in the weekend. And like you said, by Wednesday, you can't stand him.
He's missing in action, and we know all your business on Facebook because you done found.
Thank you.
No, okay. Like kind of turning. You know, like he did, like what happened to I don't need, and this means because if you friends with me and talk to me on the phone in any way, shape, or form, I do give disclaimers on real conversations as I'm talking because that lets you know I'm about to say something. And I'll say, what happened to, remember the dude you posted a picture? Y'all was like all on vacation. What happened to that dude? I don't learn names unless you've been with somebody a certain period of time. I'm not even going to lie. I don't even learn names.
Because they're going to have a different one next week, and you be done called them the wrong name.
Hashtag guilty. Hey, I'm telling you, because I will jack up a name I know. Like, you know, when Shannon came here a couple of weeks ago, I just gave our waiter a name. And it was not his name, but it rhymed. It rhymed with his actual name. That would be me in real life. Which, you know, Cause, and I told Shannon, well, at least it rhymed with his real name, so I wasn't that far off, but that would be me. Y'all, I'm telling you. Okay, so 90 Day Rule. And, okay, so I read Steve Harvey's whatever one of the books that he's talking about, the 90 Day Rule, so on and so forth. What are y'all thoughts on that part? Standing about to go deep.
I don't have any no depth on that one. I'm just gonna say men know about the book too, and if especially when they're in that comfort mode, they'll wait. It's not gonna make a difference to them. That's my opinion.
Agreed. LaVon?
I just figured, you know, why have a 90-day rule if you're still not going to have any commitment? Because you may have met them if during that 90-day period of time, y'all only went out two or three times. Have you really gotten to know a person?
That's wrong.
I mean, you know, you because like Shannon said, he's going to wait his time out. He just ain't going to see you until day 89.
89.5.
Yeah.
Okay, so. And I 100% agree, and I think, you know, to each his own, whatever works for you. But mm-hmm. I thought it was very interesting. Of course, I didn't think, like, that's not like a guarantee that he going to put a ring on it. We going to wait 3 months. Okay, I'm just being honest. Mm-hmm. Okay, you go ahead and do them 3 months.
In three years.
What?
And then 3 years,
and
still wait for that ring.
Right.
But wait,
and
you got him waiting 3 months. You got him waiting 3 months for you. But he didn't. But did he agree to wait 3 months? Because he might got sued. Betty with the good hair.
Thank you.
Why you got him waiting on yours?
That's why I said he don't show back up to day 89 because he's been busy day four. Because he saw you on day 1, 2, and 3. And he called you and texted you a few other times, but somebody else was taking care of day 5 through 88. He shows back up on 89 just in time for day 90.
I can't with y'all. I can't, Lord. Lord, you know I'm trying. I think it's very interesting, and I think a lot of women and men have gotten the wrong advice from a lot of wrong people. Because people don't have these real discussions because, I mean, do you even know what, if you grow up seeing, okay, your parents are married and it's just like horrible, disgusting, volatile relationship, then what have you learned about marriage? So, of course, you're going to run from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably one of the, not misconceptions, but one of the things that's wrong in today's society in regards to marriage is because do you know what it should look like?
Where are the examples?
Right.
Where are the examples?
Because if their example is Jay-Z and Beyonce, oh, she did it right. They got married, didn't have a kid. But if you know anything about them, you know Jay-Z has cheated on her.
Right.
Yep.
You know, So who are you looking at? Is, you know, you think Ike and Tina was the perfect marriage or whatever? Well, you should have seen the movie. You know, he beat her left, right, and sideways. You know,
right?
Where are, you know, I look at, and, you know, my neighbors don't know this side of my life, but let's just be honest. I look at my neighbors and just going in and out because I don't socialize with them like that, but they seem so disconnected from each other, you know, and because I'm very observant. I'm a people watcher, people stalker, whatever you want to call it. People are very interesting with how they do things. I'm observant when I pass by households that I know has a male and female in there. I'm very observant with who's cutting the grass.
Because if I see her cutting the grass, I have a problem.
Well, give me a note, and I'll go stick it on my neighbor down the road's door. Because
I have a problem.
I, I have a problem with that too. Number one, I wish I would.
Ooh.
That's my examples on that. But you think about it. So if we kind of go back, it's what are you? To me, some stuff is common sense as a man or a woman. But
true.
If you know, like I've been that independent woman. I'm not cutting grass. I didn't cut grass when it was just me and Cameron. No, like
mm-mm.
It's like men need to be men and women need to be women.
Yes.
Now,
exactly.
What that means to you, that has to be a conversation between you and a person that you're dating. Let your intentions be known up front. I took my
absolutely.
Exact words to my husband. I don't believe that lie, and I can't wait for y'all to talk about this one, but I don't believe that lie that the way to a man's heart is his stomach. I told him that's a lie from the pits of hell. I don't believe in that. I can cook. I don't like to cook. And when I cook, it's a holiday around this camp. Because you got a lot of women out there that know how to cook because they think I'm going to put that wrist to work and get me a husband. Okay, well, let's see how
girl.
That works. That's
yeah.
My suggestion.
No, ma'am.
Roll with it.
No, ma'am. I'm like, I work just like you work. I'm tired just like you tired. Whoever gets home first. But in my house, I am the cook because my husband can't cook. But when I don't feel like cooking, I'm like, what you buying today? Can you order something?
You know?
Because, but like you said, we have those conversations. I've already told my daughter and trained her. I don't care if you do know how to cook. If he asks you, you don't. Simple as that.
Don't
go in the door trying to cook no meal.
See, LaVon, you just,
no,
if I thought about doing an arranged marriage with my son and your daughter, like, that just completely disqualified it. This is what I told my son. God, forgive me if I'm wrong. I told him I wanted him to marry a woman that pretty much wants to stay at home and take care of the house.
Oh, yeah. My daughter would never make the list. I'm telling you, I can tell you that now. She wouldn't make the list, no.
But am I wrong for telling him that? That's my opinion. That doesn't mean he's going to marry that kind of woman, but...
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I look at what, and I think women don't do this, honestly. I look at what my son's going to school for, right? I look at
mm-hmm.
how he's going to work and what he is going to need. Not saying the woman can't work and do things outside of the house, but if you have a man that's, you know, definitely has been raised right and a man mm-hmm. and doing business and this and working, I don't want my son to have to come home and clean up or fix his own plate.
Well,
I am that mama, y'all. Pray for me.
Hold on. Because you need some prayer on this. I'm trying to. I have questions. I have questions for you,
Shannon.
I did tell one of his girlfriends that. I told her, like, one of his quote-unquote friends, because, you know, these days they don't say my girlfriend, my boyfriend, they friends. I had this discussion with him in front of her, so she knew how I felt. Y'all pray for me. That's all I'm going to say. Go ahead, Shannon.
How do you expect him? First of all, he doesn't even know what a woman like that looks like.
And if he find one, he good.
He has no idea what one looks like because that is not what he sees. He doesn't even he probably would lose his mind if he found a woman like that. You know what he would probably say? You in the house all day. My mother did this. My mother was this. My mother was a go-getter. My mother was a beast. My mother was.
Why you ain't recording the video?
You can't.
You can't be like, where your microphone?
You can't tell him to get the exact opposite of you. Like,
exactly.
I just don't even know how you think that's going to work out.
No.
Go through it and see what happens. Well, let me know how that plays out, okay?
I'm telling you, I told mine, boy. No, ma'am. Because I told mine, boy, get in this kitchen so I can teach you how to cook because you ain't guaranteed to find no wife that can cook. She can microwave and she can order. So come on in.
Listen,
here.
You got to say that. My mother, the same thing.
Cameron,
you better learn.
Cameron knows all that. You know, he knows how to wash his clothes. He knows how to cook to where he won't starve. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't like him up in my kitchen. But, you know, so he knows those things. And I, you know, mm-hmm. y'all just pray for me and I'll keep, y'all stay, make sure we stay connected as I go along this path, this journey.
Yeah.
I
because
even,
when
so
that
I,
girl
I
that comes in like you, you ain't going to know what to do. When a little Valencia walked through the door.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna have to get Cameron on the show one day because he had the one that was close, baby. I prayed, fasted, and cried for 4 years to get rid of her. God forgive me, but you know, Lord, she was not right for my baby. Watch for Cameron come bust up in here. Okay, so
good luck.
How long? Y'all know I'm in Louisiana. We got a lot of back roads.
Lord,
how long do you think you should date before you get married? Like, is there a certain timeline y'all have in mind that women should, like, or men should look out for? Like, after we date a year, we's married now.
I don't personally see the timeline. I think that's all to me on an individual basis. You know what feels right, what's gonna work for you. With you know. I honestly believe, like a lot of women, I think we know after maybe the first month or two whether or not this is somebody we would want to spend the rest of our life with. Whether it happens or not, we can kind of peg and say, he might have some potential. I might. Let's see where this goes. And then I can already tell he probably is not somebody. So, I mean, you know what it feels right. you know what it'll feel like to you. And to, I don't think there's a time limit. I mean, you know, I've known people that were together for 12 years before they got married, and it didn't last after they got married.
I know.
And then, I know people that were together 6 months, got married, and been married for 15, 16 years.
Yeah.
It just, I think it's just all based on your relationship, the two people in it, and how it flows. That's my opinion.
Yes. I agree.
Do you think people should wait to a certain age? Because
I do think they need to wait till they're out of high school, till they got their mind established. Because I see 22-year-olds get married. I'm saying, my personal opinion, you have still so much growing to do. You don't know who you are yet to add another person to you.
Yes.
That's just me. But, hey.
But it's one of those things. It's like, it's hard because I think under the age of 25 is too young because there's so much you need. But, you know, when my niece announced to us that she was getting married and she was 21, and, we like heartbroken, no, you're not ready, it's too early. But then I had to stop and think, wow, my husband and I have been together, at that point, almost 20, over 20 years, and we have been dating since I was 20. Mm-hmm. And so we had to look at it that way. I can't say it's not going to work just because they're getting married, at the same age. I'm like, this is the same age we were when we got together, when we had kids. Mm-hmm. So I had to start looking at it that way.
Yeah.
Interesting. I would say I didn't learn who Valencia was comfortably until I hit 30. Now, I don't know if that, how much in the demise of my, first two incidents, how much that played into that, because I probably would have made different decisions if I knew who I was. But I was a mom. I was a 24 month when I gave birth to Cameron. And I wasn't ready for that either.
Yeah.
So I think to each his own, hence hashtag arranged marriage. I'm just going to say that. I'm going to start a petition to see how to make that a law. So it's going to it's a movement. I'm just saying. Now, part of our inbox discussion, and I'll put it this way, LaVon, you could go in from here. What happens when you say enough is enough after not getting a commitment, and then you turn around and find out the guy's engaged or got married, or all of a sudden he's ready to be somebody's husband, but he wasn't ready to be yours. What you do with that, yes, besides acrimony, which was Shannon's response?
Right. I mean, because you think you've seen this where,
yeah,
you've been 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 8 years, and you know, you get to the place when you give them that ultimatum and says, you know, look, this is your ultimatum. Either we're going to get married, we're going to set a date, you know, you propose or whatever, and we're going to do this, or we need to go our separate ways. And he say, you know, I'm just not ready. And then you look up on Facebook, or you look, you know, in social media, or you out somewhere and you see them booed up comparing rings, and you find out that within a year or 2 years they're getting married. I mean, how? And you thinking, I gave this person X amount
all
of years
milk
of my life. Mm-hmm. All the milk.
You gave him all the milk, the chocolate milk, the strawberry milk, the soy milk.
Mm-hmm.
That's my
even
that's
the
my,
buttermilk.
I the carnation milk. Why? You know, you. I honestly think if you have a conversation with someone from the beginning, so to speak, if y'all have a conversation with where y'all going, I would say put some. Look, let's try this shacking, or let's try this dating thing out. And let's see how it goes. If not, let's part ways. Because I would be. I'm not going to lie, I would probably be bitter and a little crazy. I've given you 2-3 years of my life, you know, because you had to get mm-hmm. yourself together. And I walked
yes.
away because I had enough of you getting yourself together. And all of a sudden, within a couple of months, you together and married and planning a wedding.
Yeah.
I depending on how invested I was in there, I would probably be on the news. And this is just me being honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all, I told y'all before, just pray for me, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm working.
But you almost think, who wouldn't?
Right.
Who wouldn't? How can you just
but
be okay with it?
You're we need a woman like that on this show. I need
Good
a woman
job.
Like that on, you know.
Uh-uh.
We'll let you be anonymous.
I'm with you. You're going to catch me on the news. That's real talk. You have to
yeah.
catch me on the news. I'm going to be honest. That's the real, real side of me right there. But then there's the side of me, the growing side, that says at some point, though, you had to see that it wasn't going to go there for you.
Yeah.
Right. That's the key.
Right.
You said for you.
It wasn't happening. Right, for you. You were not the one. You had to see signs of that somewhere. Like, it didn't just pop up that, oh, he's not going to marry me. No, there had to be. And I'm saying this
yes.
because, you know, I had, like I said, the growing part of me, you know, recent situations, I saw many, many signs dealing with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times what we do is we try to rationalize those signs. We'll try
to ignore
them, or we'll say, like I told myself, well, no, this is your fear making you see those things, because you're always that something's going to happen. So you have to fight against your fear. So now what I'm seeing actually happening, I'm telling myself it's really happening, because it's the fear that I carry that something's going to go wrong somewhere. So
you talk yourself out of it.
I talked myself right out of it. And when it all came to the forefront again, to where, when you know, when you start praying, you say, God, show me. And God says, you fool, I've been showing you the whole time. Stop playing with and when you fear, you say, you know what, I have to trust that. And it's not my fear. You got to trust it. So somewhere along the line, and that whole time you gave him the buttermilk, the chocolate milk, the coconut milk, the almond milk, all of that milk you gave, the whole milk, 2% skim milk, whatever, all that milk you gave, there were signs somewhere that told you it was not going to happen. And you ignored them. But now, like I said, that's the growing side. But that real side, there's acrimony is going to happen. I'm sorry. Somebody, that wedding is not going to go off the way they think it's going to go off. Nobody's going to be happy. I'm sorry. I'm telling somebody's wedding decorations. The cake gonna be all jacked up. Everything getting knocked off the table. You hear everything.
I'm sorry. That's just real.
Shannon, I'm hashtag arranged marriage, okay? I'm just saying. I'm just going to leave that there. Okay, speaking of God, right? Speaking of, you know, what we've learned or what most of us have came to understand and know marriage, you know, from a biblical perspective, okay? This is the situation. Mm-hmm. Y'all dating. One person wants to get married, the other person does not. It's clear from day one, okay? Y'all continuously date. The other person's relationship with God gets stronger to where they're like, I can no longer do this with you unless we're getting married because God is not happy with what we're doing. What are y'all thoughts on that?
Oh, that's...
Because you can't argue with God. Now, mind you, this was not the situation when if this wasn't, you know, the situation when we started dating, like we understood where each other was, but then, you know, suddenly or over the years, quote unquote, your relationship with God is like that. And I hate to say it like this, but this is the only way I could put it, to where you like, either we going to get married or we have to break up because God is not pleased. You can't argue
wow.
with that. Is that still an acrimonious situation? What if he comes back? Huh?
What kind of comeback can you have to that?
No, I don't think that's an acrimonious situation. I don't think it is. I think, honestly, that's to me, like, you got to understand where the line is crossed. That has it's nothing to do with anybody else. It has nothing to do with them wanting to go run off and start all these other new things. It's got to do with what they feel is right for their own soul.
Yeah.
And
right.
To
but
me,
understanding does
things.
Not change heartbreak. Understanding
that's
does
true,
not
no.
change heartbreak. I can't argue, you know, and this is like a real-life situation. I can't argue, not my situation, y'all. Y'all know I'm married, but, you know, I can't argue. If you say God is not pleased, we need to get married or break up. You, like LaVon said, there's no comeback for that, but hold on. We've been together all this time and I still don't want to get married. And we, you know, we break up, you know, like, that doesn't heal my heartbreak after I'm put all these years in. So what do you do? Do you give in and say, okay, let's get married? Do you just deal with the heartbreak after you've invested all this time? Like, this is a real mm-hmm. situation.
Okay. So, wait, but you said when they first started dating, one
mm-hmm.
wanted to get married and they didn't.
Right.
Right?
And that was very clear. That was very clear.
So honestly, I don't see how either one of them, depending on which way it's going, it really doesn't matter. I think to me, first of all, y'all were not even walking in the same path anyway. Because
mm-hmm.
if you want to be married, she doesn't or he doesn't, and she does, however it is, you're not even on the same page because somewhere along the line, the one that wants to get married, and what's going to happen,
yeah.
they're going to push it to the one that doesn't want to get married, and the one that doesn't want to get married is going to stop, going to get tired of hearing it. Because I told you when we started, I don't want to be married. Well, I told you I did. So then why did y'all even, it doesn't even have to come to what my relationship with God is get better, we need to get married. Because they're still not going to marry you because you said your relationship with God is deep, stronger, and you need to get married because God's not pleased.
Oh, that's true.
I don't even see why
that
I got
true.
Together. I'm trying to understand why did you get together? Because for me, that's one of the first questions I ask. Do you ever want to be married? No, I don't want to be married. Okay, you know what? Then we just need, let's just be cool. We can hang
yeah.
out in our year. You know, you my road dog. Let's go catch this good movie. All right, good. We go in Dutch because it ain't, to make sure we understand. But other than that, no, because I want to be married. So that's a waste
Wait,
of my
you
time.
Going?
You
going Dutch because y'all not married, Shannon? I have questions.
No.
Who's going Dutch on a date?
No. What I'm saying is not a date. But I'm saying if we meet and you say you don't want to be married and I say I do, okay, you're a good person, we could be friends. Meaning, like, for real, just friends. Like, yo, I'm heading, going to this movie, you're going to come meet me. All right, cool. I already got my ticket. You guys, or however we're going to do it. But I want to make sure that we understand we're not dating, none of that. That's not it. Because, you know, I have friends where sometimes I'll pay, sometimes he pays. Sometimes, you know, hey, I don't got enough, you're going to spot me. We're for real friends like that.
With dudes? Look, y'all hear me? With dudes? Hashtag arranged marriage. I'm still going back with that.
Oh, my Lord. Some of my best friends are dudes.
Well, I mean, like, that's relationships part three. Can men and women really be friends? So y'all make sure y'all keep posted for when we have that discussion. LaVon, what are your thoughts? Because regardless of, yeah, we had, when I met my husband, we clearly stated to each other we were not trying to be married again. Last marriages left bad taste in our mouth. We clearly said that, and we clearly are married today.
I can say part of what Shannon said is true, and I do agree with what she's saying because clearly we weren't on the same page going in. However, I do understand that, you know, people change. Your perceptions, your thought process, all of that will change over time. Because, like you said, y'all had a bad taste in your mouth from the previous marriages, so you didn't want thinking about it. But somewhere along the line, there was a mindset change. You know, something shifted, and you begin to see, oh, this can work out. But if you go into the relationship and, one, ignore the warning signs that, you know, like Shannon said, at some point you know that this, you know, this just ain't going to work. We just ain't going to, it ain't going to, you know, come to fruition. Nothing's going to come of this. We need to go ahead and separate. So either, one, you ignore the warning signs, or, two, you think you're going to change this person's mind. Either they're going to get tired of asking me and me saying no, and they're just going to give up, and they're going to sit here and be happy, not realizing that they will end up being happy and resenting you, or I'm going to change their mind, and they're going to eventually say yes because I'm going to wow them, I'm going to woo them, I'm going to wear them down. So if you go with either of those mind thoughts, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. And at the end, when the relationship is dissolved, neither can be mad. We came in, we already knew what we came into with our mindsets. I want to be married. You don't want to be married. Nothing changed. It doesn't matter if it was 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, or 5 years. The thought process hadn't changed. The heart hasn't changed. The mind hadn't changed. So the best thing to do is to, you know, go your separate ways. And if they go and find someone the next week and they decide they want to get married, you can't be mad because you already knew that was their mindset when you met them that they wanted to be married.
Yep.
And so in adult world, that would be a perfect, that's like perfect, right?
Yeah.
But in, like I said, this is a real situation.
The heart.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're talking about two people who, you know, both are standing on what they believe, and now both of them are heartbroken and angry, so to speak, and feel like they are both are right, you know. But my thing is, you know, on one side you can't argue, because if I say God is not pleased, we need to get married, you can't argue with, to me, there's no like you said, there's no comeback for that.
No comeback, no.
There's no, you know, can we do
rebuttal.
Like a little ear?
Yeah.
You know,
no rebuttal.
You know, it's very, very interesting, because when the heart's involved, like, you know, women and men, when we give our heart as adults, and I'm talking about like in our 30s, in our 40s, that's a different kind of love than love in your 20s. You know, so
and if the heart
at
wants,
people and the heart is crazy, because I would be like, you know, I'm, you know, if that was me, you know, thank God I'm married. I'm just saying. My calm is next to my crazy.
But the thing, Valencia, you have to take the feelings out of it, because at the end of the day, the mad, the hurt, all of that is coming from emotions. And we know that our emotions are not loyal to us. They're not going to be loyal to us. But if you think objectively, you would have to say, I can't sit here and be mad, because I've always known this is what the person wanted to be married. So how can I fault them for leaving? Yes, I'm heartbroken. Yes, I want them to stay. I want us to just, you know, continue to just coexist together and to, you know, be in the same space. But is it fair? I mean, honestly, is that fair? You're going to have them be miserable? Because then it just leads to resentment, and then you end up going to hate each other. So, see, the heart is not going to be loyal. Your feelings aren't going to be loyal to you. You're going to go from loving and cherishing and want to wanting, and then you end up with resentment and then hate and then bitterness.
Okay, so to be honest, I probably gave the wrong advice then.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
My advice, honestly, and this just like recently happened, guys, within like the last 48 hours, which, you know, everything happens for a reason. My advice was this. Well, y'all knew what it was when y'all started dating. That is the truth. God probably is not pleased. You got to have a strong mind to be my friend. But the other thing I said, can you see yourself living without that person, you know, because I don't want to indicate whether it was a male or female, you know, because these are people who I know. But that's what I said. I said, if you cannot see yourself living without that person, then I would have a discussion and seriously consider getting married. That was the advice.
But there's nothing wrong with that advice.
Okay, I gave you advice. Okay.
I mean, it's nothing wrong with that advice. No, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that advice. If they can say that I cannot see myself being without this person or living without this person, but it doesn't change the fact that my mindset says I don't want to be married, then that means there is some healing that needs to take place, because somehow that mind has to be transformed. The thought process has to change. So the conversation then may be, look, I can't see myself living without you. And I know my feelings are telling me I don't want to ever be married, but I know I can't be without you. So I need to work on me. So at this point, maybe I need to pull away, because I need to get the help to see why do I feel this way and release those blocks. You got to move those blocks out the way. It's not saying that they can't be married, but even if they were to just get married for the sake of getting married without that healing take place, they'll be divorced probably within 3 years.
Absolutely. I agree.
So that means that when we get off the show, I need to make a phone call and or send a text.
Yes. I would. Yeah, a follow-up.
But,
you know.
Because I would say, this would be me. I'll compromise. Let's get engaged and see how that feels. Like, warm me up.
For another 5 years.
Yeah, like, let's kind of ease into the runway of it, because I do understand 150% both parties' position, you know. Mm-hmm. However, one of them you can't argue. You can't argue with God. Like, you can't argue with
– Just can't.
With, yeah.
Yeah.
But I understand that the other person came out of a ridiculously – disgusting, volatile relationship, and their feelings are the paper changes it. Why we can't just be content with where we are? And of course, we have like 5 minutes left in tonight's show, so y'all know it has to be a part 3, you know? And this is me coming from a yay, go, women can do everything, men can do everything point of view. I why would you just want to be content? Marriage
exactly.
probably will make you happy. I've probably been ushered them into an early divorce, and they're not even married yet. Y'all forgive me. I was just being honest.
I don't think you ushered them into an early divorce. I don't think you did that. But I mean, I have to definitely agree with LaVon. There has to definitely be some healing. I mean, because
yeah.
I mean, even to do, you know, even a trial engagement, I think even that would still leave a bit of taste for them. And then at the same time, are they doing it because they genuinely want to, or just because they don't want to lose them? Like I tell somebody, don't do something because you think that's what you need to do not to lose me. I want you to be true to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do what
you
want, because at the end of the day, you're going to sit down and have some quiet time to yourself, and are you going to say, why did I do this? Oh, my God, I can't believe I did this. I did this to not lose them, and I'm unhappy. You need to be happy just as well as I need to be happy. And only you can make me happy. So at the end, they have to really figure out even if they can't see themselves without them, is that for real a long term? Did you sit down and visualize your life in the future and see them? Or is it just that's what you're going? Like LaVon said, your emotions are not loyal. So is that just your emotions riding high right now that you can't see yourself without them? So I think they probably should be taking some time to heal, to really figure out what they want. And I mean that now, that one saying, if it's meant to be, it'll happen. It'll come back around.
Yes.
If it's meant to be.
Oh, yes. It will.
I will be doing a phone call and or a text message. Because, you know, people look for people to blame. So some kind of way this would be my fault. be my fault, the divorce before the engagement even happens, because I'm like, if you can't live without that person, why not? Y'all pray for me. With that being said, I'm going to ask one last question before we close out the show. Why buy the cow if the milk is free? LaVon, what's your answer?
Because you like milk.
I mean, I like cereal, so I need my milk.
you stop getting free. Well, your milk, quote unquote, is bought. Okay. Shannon, why buy the milk? Why buy? I can't even talk. Y'all, LaVon is just not right. Why buy the cow if the milk is free?
And
we have
general
90 seconds.
Okay, in the general sense, I guess you wouldn't. But in the sense of me, because the milk would only get sweeter. That's all I can say. Yeah.
Audience, it's been a great show. I'm going to leave you with this. Why are we cows anyway?
Right.
That's what I have to say. So add your is on Define You Radio's Facebook page. Connect with me, LaVon, and Shannon, and stay tuned for Relationships Part 2. With that being said, pens and papers down, class is officially over. Y'all have a great night, as usual. It's been real.
Good
stay
night,
tuned
guys.
For Part 3. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to Define You Radio. Make sure you connect with the show at www.defineyouradio.com. Pens and papers down. Class dismissed.